Welcome to Cardboard Box Games. I'm Adam.
And I'm Adam. Well, this week has been big. We've had some major erratas on cards, and Age of Ascension has come out. So we have a lot to talk about. So let's jump right into it. Let's start this week with the card of the week. Unfortunately, Andrew couldn't join us. It's just you and me today.
Yep.
But why don't you kick off card of the week with your Age of Ascension card?
My Age of Ascension card is called Professor Sutterkin. It's a Logos card. It's a creature. It's a two-power creature, and it has a reap ability that lets it... So, reap, draw a card for each friendly Logos creature.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So you can draw, like, one for him for sure.
Yeah.
So if he's the only one out, you get one. And then, like, you have more, two, three, four. That seems pretty good.
I got played against this card.
With a good?
Many, many times. Yeah.
We'll talk a little bit about our gameplay here, because we've done a tournament now with Age of Ascension. It was fun. But my card of the week is an Untamed creature. And I got to play this in the tournament last night. It is, I'm thinking, Amber. So it's like the funny AE. Embershine Mongrel. But anyway, it's a 3-power untamed creature that has hazardous 3. So that means before, as soon as it's attacked, before damage is dealt, it does 3 damage. After your opponent uses a creature to reap, gain 1 amber. I love this card.
Yeah, that card's amazing.
Because I put it by a taunt guy, and like even when it wasn't by a taunt guy, my opponents several times tried to attack it, and they're like, oh, hazardous 3. And they ended up pulling back the attack. Like this, and I saw my opponent's wheels turning one time where they're like, I don't think I want to reap, because if they did, I would have had enough to forge a key. It was quite good, actually. I enjoyed playing that game. This card, rather. Mm-hmm. All right, so there's already been lots to talk about the erratas that have happened, but I think we should take a moment just to talk about our point of view on it. The first one that we'll talk about is the bait and switch changes real quick. My first question I have for you, Adam, is like, what were your thoughts when we heard that bait and switch had changed?
When I first heard that, I'm like, what? That is crazy. They're actually changing bait and switch? I thought they would never do that. But then now that I think about it, I think that's the right choice. Because usually, in my opinion, I would always hope to get Shadow House.
And have bait and switch.
And bait and switch, yeah. But now, since bait and switch is basically kind of bad now, I'm really looking forward to, like, Untamed and Logos.
And I don't think Bait and Switch is really bad. It's bad in comparison.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's bad. I think it's a worse routine job. But stealing one, and then sometimes stealing two, isn't terrible, right?
I don't think it's that bad.
I think it's okay now. I think it's, like, middle of the road now. So I don't think it's, like, a bottom-tier card. I was actually surprised, too, how bad they nerfed that card. Like, significantly nerfed. I wish, kind of, they would have done this before the last tournament we played in at the Vault Tour.
Yeah.
Because I got bait and switch so many times. And it was, like, it would have made a huge difference. And I did not have bait and switch. So I just want to throw that out there. But it would have been weird to have that happen right before the Vault Tour for us, because it was Call of Archon's Vault Tour.
Yeah.
All right, the next one was Library Access. And what were your first thoughts about the Library Access change? By the way, they changed it so once you play it, Library Access is purged. And for Bait and Switch, once you play it, you can only steal a max of 2 amber. So that's the difference with those. So Library Access, what do you think of the change where it gets purged as soon as you play it?
When I heard that, I'm like, that is actually really awesome about that, because then people can't do the Penthi C combo right away, but you can't get the card back.
So, like, even in normal decks, it makes it worse, right? A little bit.
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
But then if you build up a good combo, I guess it could still be good, you know?
We did a video on this. I'm a little, at first I'm like, they needed to do that. 100% they needed to do that. But I really wish they would have just made it alpha.
Oh.
Honestly, that is the thing that will probably never change my mind. I wish they would have just made that where it had to be the first card you played on your turn. It prevents you from being able to play it multiple times. Like, it fixes a lot of things. So the purging, I felt,
was overpowered or too extreme.
I felt like it hurts decks that aren't combo centered. You know, I don't know. Maybe I'm overthinking that. But in general, my first thought was like, man, why'd they purge it? I know we even talked about that in that video that we did, our one podcast episode. Mm-hmm. But as an option to purge it. But I was surprised. And I'm a little bummed because my one-turn kill deck will never be able to be a one-turn kill deck again. Unless we play with the old rules.
Yeah.
But I think it's overall better for the game. Do you agree with that?
I do agree with that. Because you destroyed me with that infinite kill deck one time. And I've been playing online in Crucible. And
I hate when
they
that
haven't fixed their rules yet. And I got destroyed by another infinite combo deck.
Yeah, people are probably just trying to get games in while it's still working on that.
I think they did a good call, though, to actually get rid of that. So then people don't, like, win right away, basically. But now that I think about it, the alpha thing, putting on the card would have been, like, better. Because then you could still get the card back and use it.
In a regular deck, I think it would have made a big difference, right?
So
then,
yeah.
I don't know, maybe it's fine. I think about it like how, you know, maybe in a regular game you get through your deck 1.5 times. So maybe it's not too big a deal. But that was my first thought. My first thought was like, wow, I can't believe they purged it instead of doing another solution. So those are two massive changes that honestly change the game significantly. Significantly, significantly. But so I wanted to talk really quick on what are your thoughts on them changing cards in general? Like,
I think they need to change cards because when they make the cards, they don't know what's going to happen and what rules really the card has.
Especially for a game that was new like Call of Archons, they didn't know the combos. They had to know somewhat that Bait and Switch was a good card.
Yeah,
but I don't know.
I think it's necessary for them to change cards, you know, because, like, they changed Bait and Switch and Library Access. I think that was necessary to definitely change Library Access, because they can't just have people win in, like, one turn.
It makes it not fun at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
When I got destroyed, I'm like, well, that was fun.
Not.
So, yeah.
I worry a little bit about, so like for example, I got a couple people at my work who play, but they don't keep track of the news and they just play very casually. I worry a little bit about casual players, because anytime you change a physical card and what it says on it, like I feel like you're introducing a lot of risk in the game as a whole. You know what I mean? Like. And maybe risk is the wrong way, but like you make it harder for new players, and you make it so you have to know the latest rulings on things, and you can't just play the game. Because literally, one of the guys at my work has a Bait and Switch Library Access deck that's fantastic. He's only ever bought one deck, and he opened like a fantastic deck.
Really,
and it destroys a good chunk of my decks, and. Now his deck has been nerfed two cards that he's used to playing one way. It's going to change. So, you know, it's up to people that pay attention to the rules that to say that that's what happened. You know what I mean? Or you just let it keep playing the old way. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it's great for new players. But overall, I think for a competitive scene, it had to happen. Because honestly, when I'd go to Sealed events like you, Shadows and Bait and Switch are what I were looking for. Library Access was just like icing. And I don't know. I do worry. We've only got a couple. Like, we've got, how many? Three, four? Four-ish cards right now that I can think of. Biomatrix Backup, The Drummer Knot, Bait and Switch, and Library Act. We've got four cards out of both sets right now that have been errated. So it's not like they're doing a significant number of them. But I just hope it doesn't become a super common thing. I hope it's super rare when they do it.
Yeah, me too.
That's sort of all the thoughts that I got on that. I just don't think it's great for new players. And I hope we do it minimally. And I think, you know, kitchen table players can just keep playing it however they want at the end of the day. Because it's just a game. But competitive, it matters a lot. So let's talk really quick about Age of Ascension. We've cracked open some decks.
We did, yes.
What's your initial impression?
So my first deck was Mars, Logos, and Dis, I believe. And that Dis side had all the Yurks. Ancient Yurk,
Old Yurk
and Yurk.
Yurk, yeah.
And Yurk is a card, when you play it, you discard a card.
So it's one card for and old, two cards for...
Two cards for Old Yurk.
One card for regular Turk.
And then Ancient Yurk, discard three cards. Oof,
yeah.
So when I first saw that, I'm like, this is horrible.
Yeah.
I can't, this is just horrible, really bad. But then when I started playing that, it actually turned out good, because I got rid of cards don't want. And you don't need to discard that many to play that card. If it's like your last card, you can just play
discard
it.
That. I actually like them a lot too, because I played them in the sealed event we were in last night, and I was able to empty my hand because I was late game. I'm like, I have to find this one particular card.
Yeah.
Like, dump everything out of my hand and just draw six cards. I liked it.
It was amazing, yeah.
I don't think it's always good, but I think they have their place.
Of it's course. Cool. And when I got my first impression on Mars, I'm like, huh. I was reading through all the cards, and they have a lot of stun abilities now. Whenever a creature reaps, stun it, basically. I had three cards of random actions and creatures that can do that.
Yeah.
And I was pretty amazed, because they didn't really have that much stun before.
Honestly, well, I feel like across the board, they've locked down reaping a bit.
They did. In Logos also, they have the same cards that does that. And they have a couple artifacts that made it where they cannot reap at all.
Yeah, apparently there's a creature that when any creature reaps, it gets destroyed. So like another one, and that's a disc creature.
That is a disc creature, yeah.
Yeah, it feels like they made... And I played against that Sanctum guy that says enemy creatures can't reap. Yeah. And I could not kill it, and it was painful to play against. It was insane, like, how good that Sanctum felt in that deck. Like, they've really locked down reaping is kind of something that I noticed, too.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
So what's your favorite house so far? Like, we've only... How many decks have you opened so far? Six? Six decks. Wait, hold on.
Well,
four decks.
Four
decks. So across all of us, we've opened 12. We've opened 12, four, and you've opened four yourself. Two in the tournament and two at home. And what's your favorite house so far that you played with?
So far, each one of the decks I've opened have Logos in them. And I got really attached with Logos cards, especially with the archiving and stuff. But the Untamed house I got in the sealed tournament, I really love Untamed. It's so amazing to me. So I'm kind of torn between Logos and Untamed.
Yeah. I'm really liking Sanctum right now. But it is, honestly, there's a guy, let me see if I can find it real quick while I'm thinking. Yeah, Sir Meros. And this is, again, another one of those things that makes reaping kind of painful.
Mm-hmm.
I had this deck with two Sir Meros in it, and it's after your opponent gains Amber by reaping, Sir Meros captures it. And I really enjoyed playing that against my opponent. I definitely prefer playing against Sir Meros over the guy that just doesn't allow you to reap at all.
Mm-hmm.
But Sir Meros was really good for me, and I enjoyed Sanctum. Shadows, I opened a Shadows deck, and it's not as good as what normal Shadows feels like. So Shadows to me feels just a little bit weaker, but it could be that I just haven't opened a good Shadows deck yet. But like I had this card, Brand the Fanatic. And it has it's a 3-power skirmish creature in Shadows. Play, I give my opponent an amber, and I did play this on turn one time.
Hmm.
He never died. And when he's destroyed, I steal 3 amber. And wow. What's interesting about it is, like, unless you have a way to sacrifice him or do damage to him, which I do not in this deck, he's just going to live forever.
Mm-hmm.
And So I was never able to steal. Basically, it was a card that was just gain an amber for your opponent. You know, and Ronnie, I thought, was really good. This Ronnie Wrist Clock card, you play, you steal 1. And if your opponent has 7 or more, you steal 2 instead. So Ronnie's like a better urchin.
It is.
Except he doesn't have a Lusove, and he's 2-power instead of 1. But I really liked Ronnie. I would like to have a deck with 3 or 4 Ronnies in it. I think that would be kind of...
That would be
I would make
cool.
A strong deck. So yeah, overall, like Sanctum, I feel like it's my favorite house right now. Does the game feel different now?
I feel like it does feel really different. There's a lot of stunning now, and less cards to steal that I've been noticing.
At least in the Seal tournament, it felt that way, too.
Yeah. But the reason why I don't like Sanctum right now is because my only Sanctum deck I opened in Age of Ascension only has three creatures in it.
Three or was it two? I thought it was two.
Three, two, you know, it doesn't really matter. But all my actions in Sanctum revolves my creatures.
And you had none. Yeah.
I basically
You didn't get to play with it, really.
But one of the cool things is, I found with my combo, and I found a combo in that deck, is it had Gatekeeper in it. And I had three Exhumes, I believe it's called. It's where you return a discard, or you play any a discard creature from your discard pile onto the battlefield.
Yeah, any card, yeah.
Any
card? Creature.
Any creature, yes. Yeah. And that saved me. It saved me. Because my Gatekeeper was dead, and I just played it and brought
that's amazing. That is amazing.
I played it against your friend also, but then he archived my Gatekeeper.
Oh, yeah. With Collector Worm?
He did.
Collector Worm is so good. That's another thing that I realized. Like, every time I go up against the Collector Worm, I'm like, I have no way to kill this thing.
And Collector Worm does not have to kill its opponent to actually archive it. No. It just needs to fight it.
Yeah, and it's going to live.
It is.
That Collector Worm is so good. I just can't even get over how good Collector Worm is. It is incredibly good. Like, I have played against one deck that had two of them, and I'm like, So my deck, all little creatures, it's got the... What do you call that guy? Tantadilin? He's a 9-power untamed creature. I'm like, yeah, but he only does 2 damage when fighting.
Oh.
So literally, I can't kill Collector Worm, and I can't kill big Sanctum creatures. So that one that made me where I couldn't reap, just, like, I could never do enough damage to kill that thing. Mm-hmm. He literally had it at the beginning of the game. So I definitely had a lot of cards archived from Collector Worm. I can't even say enough about how good that card is. So I would love to have a deck with, like, three Collector Worms and, like, some crazy, like, Mario stuff.
Yeah.
So how'd you do in the Seal tournament last night?
I got 2-2. The games I lost was not even close at all.
You just got destroyed.
I had no way to win, basically.
What about that combo that beat you the one time?
Combo.
Gaining a bunch of amber and then stealing it?
Oh, right. Yes. Someone used the card.
It's the alpha card in Logos.
Yeah, I forgot what it's
that
called.
That doubles everybody's amber.
It does. And then he played Interdimensional Graft.
Yep.
Which deals all access amber from you forging a key.
Yeah, so any extra amber that's left over after you get a key, he would get that.
And he stole 4 amber from me from that. It was crazy.
And I've seen him steal more than that. That's a pretty cool combo. Because there were times he would double someone's amber, and they'd get to 12 or 14 or 15 amber. They'd forge a key, and he'd get eight or more amber. It's pretty amazing. That's a cool combo.
I have that alpha card also, but I have 3 of them in one of my decks, and I do not have Interdimensional Graph, though. So it's basically a horrible card.
Unless they have no amber.
Unless they have no amber, basically.
Which is rare. But even so, like, sometimes you gaining extra amber than them. So, like, if you have 3 and they have 2, sometimes putting yourself at 6 and them at 4 is not a bad thing.
But also the card's alpha, and usually I would have, like, 2 in my hand, and, like, okay, I'm just going to play one, discard one.
Yeah.
And then next turn another one pop up, and, like, oh, okay.
And then it's like, all right, we're going to double again, or we're going to discard it again. Yeah, so you went 2-2. And you got destroyed a couple games. How about the games that you won? Were those close games?
The ones that I won, I basically destroyed my opponents. Basically.
Really? You had no close games, really?
But my last game that I won, I got 2 keys right away at the beginning, and my opponent didn't even have a single amber yet. I didn't even steal anything at all either, which was pretty cool. But then he actually started catching up. He got to 2 keys on me. I just couldn't gain enough amber. And then he, on his last turn, he had Chota. Yeah, he had Chota in his hand. And all he needed to do is have gain one extra amber to win against me. It was pretty crazy.
But you ended up just eking it out. I lost against the Chota deck, man. So I was 2-2 as well. And I made some misplays. I definitely got to learn some intricacies of the set because there was a couple games where I made some plays where I'm like, oh man, that's brutal. But anyway, the shard, so this opponent that I had a 3-shard deck, and those shards gained a ton of value. So literally, he had the Mars one, he could tap it and stun 3 creatures. So I literally just was always stunned.
What's a 3-shard deck?
So a shard is an artifact that it comes in each house. Mm-hmm. So the Mars one was tap it for the number of friendly shards you have, stun that many enemy creatures.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty powerful. And then he had the Dis one, which I believe did damage equal to the number of friendly shards. So you just tap it for 3 damage. And he had the Brobnar one, which gives power tokens equal to the number of shards. So he would like pump up his creatures, he would stun my stuff. And then he also had a Lash of Broken Dreams. And I poltergeisted the Mars one. Mm-hmm. And blew it up. But late game, we went back and forth. And he just kept stealing enough of my amber with Shuler. And, like, he just kept me off of 6. We were 2 keys to 2 keys. And he ended up getting to 6 amber and Lash of Broken Dream with me. I had 8 amber.
Oh.
And I just could not forge my key. So it went back to his turn and he was able to win. But that was so heartbreaking because I should have blown up Lash of Broken Dreams. And I should have just been okay with my creatures being stunned. I think that would have made a big difference. But yeah, the shards were fairly good because you get 2 taps on those things. They get you a lot of value.
They do.
So that was a game I lost. And then the other game I did lose was really close too. Like I actually was behind, and he took off first, and I ended up catching up, and I actually was in the lead, and I was in check, headed him over to his turn, and he choted me, gained enough amber, and then choted me.
I'm like, no.
But the 2 games I won were also really close. So all 4 of my games were down 2 keys to 2 keys and down to the wire. And the game just feels so different now. It's almost hard to evaluate, like, what a good deck is in Age of Ascension. So I'm excited to, like, really navigate kind of, like, the different types of decks. So in Call of Arcanes, I feel like there's, like, 5 categories of decks. And I was able to figure out very quickly where those actually are. But I don't know that for Age of Ascension yet. And I just, maybe we just got to open a lot more decks and play a bunch more. Which probably. We will continue doing.
We will, yes.
We played some at home, too. I don't think my decks that I opened here at home were as good as the one I opened. One of mine that I opened at the tournament, I think, is better.
I think one of mine at the tournament also is better. I had Chota Yankee Charge in it.
Were you able to use either of those?
I used Chota twice, and I used Key Charge 0 times.
That's awesome. There was that might. There's anyway a card. It's called Might Makes Great or something like that.
I think I know what you're talking about.
It's the Brobnar card that you can sacrifice 25 power of creature.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That card I watched. The guy that ended up going 4-0, he probably forged, I don't even know, but the one game he forged 2 keys with it. Another game he forged 1. He probably forged 5 or 6 keys that entire tournament with that card.
That is crazy.
Because he had huge creatures, and he would like for your final key. I mean, you don't care if you sacrifice everything and forge a key.
Yeah,
it was really good for him in that deck. My opponent played it against me one time and got it. I don't know if it was as good as because he cleared his board, and then so I was able to get 1 turn of value out of my board, and then the next turn he had a card to kill all my board. So it was good for him, but I don't think it was as good as like what I felt like the winner's deck was. Because he literally like forged, the first game I watched, he forged 2 keys with that thing. And it was just like unbelievable. I think the game is just a lot more about creatures now. I think the game is a lot more about board presence. And I think reaping has become a lot harder. So interesting combo. All right, so what do you think about, we haven't tried this yet, but what do you think about power level? Like, you take your best Call of Archons deck and play it against your best Age of Ascension deck. Which deck do you think would win right now?
I'm guessing my Call of Archons deck.
I feel like mine would do. I think my Call of Archons decks are... This is, again, we have a small sample set, but they're just significantly stronger, in my opinion.
They are, yes.
I feel... We should do some tests with it, but I feel like my best deck would destroy any of the decks that I've seen so far in Age of Ascension. I just feel that because there's just so much more control.
Of course.
Yeah.
And there's more steel cards and more cards help gain amber.
I mean, I could be wrong. Maybe the board presence and everything makes it harder.
And but... plus with the stunning, and my best deck is really good with reaping and gaining tons of amber.
It might slow you down.
It might slow me down.
I'd be interested to test it out. But right now, just because I can't judge power level very well, I still feel like Call of Archons decks are stronger. But we haven't opened enough Age of Ascension decks to really know yet. Like, I don't know what a good Age of Ascension deck looks like yet. You just get that gut feel, you know what I mean? And then you have to play it and learn. It's like, which I love about that. I am super excited about Age of Ascension, though. I'm pumped to get to experience a new set. And I really hope the Crucible gets up and running soon, because I would like to be able to crank out a lot more games quicker.
Yeah, me too.
Any other thoughts about Age of Ascension before we call it?
That's really it.
All right. I wish I knew if we had another tournament coming up, but I haven't seen any. We were lucky we did the release event yesterday, and I'm trying to think. Otherwise, we'll just keep cracking decks here and playing a bunch of games.
They said they're trying to do a weekly tournament, weekly Archon tournament. She did say that.
Yeah, the weekly Archon tournaments will be
for free, though, too.
Which will be really nice, because we'll go do that, and I'll just take one of my Call of Archon decks over there for now. Until we find a good Age of Ascension
deck. Or I might as well just bring an Age of Ascension deck just to practice.
Yeah, and just know that we're not going to win. Sometimes, like, you open up sealed decks, or sometimes you go to a tournament, and you're like, you know, I'm not going to win this one. Like, I knew my deck, especially when I saw some of the stuff other players were doing. I'm like, yeah, I don't have any of these big, like, combo plays in my deck. My deck's just, like, grinded out. And, like, a card that shuts down my reaping destroys me. Like, I just needed to reap with my deck.
And huge creatures also.
Huge creatures. Even though I've got 9 power untamed creatures, but they only do 2 damage, and it's... I don't think I like that guy much anymore.
I mean, doesn't he fight stun a creature too?
He fights and discards a random card from your opponent's archive, which...
is pretty good.
Did keep me from letting my opponent do an epic quest to me. Yeah, so my opponent played epic quest, archived 1 Sanctum Knight, and then had a ton of cards in his hand because he brought back his archive. And I'm like, oh man, he either wins next turn or I have to take a gamble, make him discard his archive card, and hope that he doesn't quite have 7. And he didn't. The 7th card was in his archive, and I stopped him from epic questing. It was awesome. But at the same time, my guy only did 2 damage in it. It just feels bad. Those 9 power creatures, like, I think they're better at reaping than they are fighting. Anyway, that's it. I think I'd love to know how everybody else is feeling about Age of Ascension and, like, the bait and switch and library access changes. It'd be interesting to get everyone's feedback on that. I think overall for the health of the game it's good, although I really think erratas are scary. I don't know if I'm a big fan of those as a whole. And I almost feel like they need to be like a last. They shouldn't happen as often as like what it did. We shouldn't have 4 already, I guess is what I'm feeling. But overall, I think it's better for the game. As weird as that sounds.
I understand.
Yeah. All right. That's it for me. I think I'm going to go get maybe some more Age of Ascension decks soon, and we'll crack open some more.
Wait, I thought you told me you had a huge stash of Age of Ascension.
I do have a huge stash of Age of Ascension.
And you're not going to share.
Yeah, I gave you guys Age of Ascension decks.
I mean, you can't afford a bunch. I mean, I suppose, but...
I don't want to crack them open all right away, so just slowly.
Until
we get to play with all of them. All right, everybody. See you next time. Bye.
Keep gaming.
Keep gaming.